This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Are you kidding me? She quit?
Who?
She quit? Nicki Minaj. What's wrong with her? She quit. She's retiring from music. I'm like, what?
I thought...
It's a big announcement yesterday. She's quitting to have a family.
I thought I saw that, but I thought that was an Onion article. Like, that can't be real. It's Nicki Minaj.
It's real. She tweeted out that she is going to retire to start a family. And I wanted to write back and say, did you know you can have a family and still work, bitch?
Yeah, hello.
You know what I mean?
Hello.
Like, what's wrong with you? It's 2019.
Look at Cardi. I mean, her main competition.
Look at Cardi B.
Cardi B, exactly.
Having a baby and still going on tours and taking the baby. It's so true. She said, I've decided to retire and have my family. I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it till the death of me. X in the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life. Like the X in the box, ain't nobody checking me.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
She'll be back.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I mean, and you said it best when I walked in. I go, Nicki Minaj quit? I was shocked because who cared?
Yeah.
I was worried about the Packer game. And then I woke up and went, huh?
I haven't talked about Nicki Minaj's music in an entirely long time. We haven't.
And then I went, oh, you're right. No wonder she's retiring with quotes.
You could drum up a little press.
Yes.
It gives her enough time to go into the studio to cut a new album when all the press is out around her. And then,
yeah.
Oh, I popped out a baby and now I'm back. And I don't know why
I'm back.
I talk like this.
And now I'm gonna rap about how I'm a bad bee with a baby and a job like Cardi B.
The baddest. No, I'm sure. The baddest bee mama. I don't know. I was trying to think of a rap, and it's too early to be rapping. Too early to be rapping.
She's not the baddest bee. A lot of women work and have kids.
You're damn right.
And they don't have a ton of money like she does.
You know what?
So whatever.
I'm looking at the baddest bee. Her name is Allie Faith Dagnabbit.
It's debatable.
I'm looking at you. You're bad. With two Ds.
There's a lot of us out there.
You're damn
Listen
right.
up, Nikki. We don't have seven nannies. So whatever.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's Riggs and Allie, but it's just me and Gibbons. It's time for good news.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gibbons, what is your good news?
Come on. Do you even have to ask what my good news is?
Yes, I do, since you bailed on the Packer party, you loser.
My good news
is... Where did you watch the party first, or where did you watch the game?
I watched the game at my house.
That was it.
I just watched it in my house. I wanted
That's
to chill
why
and relax.
You bailed?
I wanted to relax.
Lame.
I honestly
you didn't want to relax. You were lame.
No, anyway, I wanted to relax.
I've become the fun one, and you're now the one that needs to be brought back to life. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Is that my new mission?
No.
Sounds like it.
Not at all.
First Packer game.
First
Invite
of all,
to a party. Don't want to go. Want to sit on my couch like a dork and
I created the party
with two children around me.
I was not invited to a party. I created the party. And then,
and
I decided,
then you bailed.
I don't really feel like having a party. I don't really feel like going to a party. No,
you said, you're lost.
Exactly. But the Packers won,
yes.
And that is good damn news.
That is good news.
A defensive battle. Some people were like, that game was so boring. I was like, that game was awesome.
I didn't think it was boring. I wasn't watching it. I was drinking, let me tell you. And I had the time of my life. I had
Hell
a good
yeah.
time. I had friends over. Minus mm-hmm. Gibbons. Fine. Which you just screwed yourself for ever getting an invite again. I hope you know that.
I'll just show up. But come on. We're not,
no,
I'm,
absolutely not.
I'm just
I won't
show
let
up.
You in.
You're going to have somebody at the door going to turn me down, turn me
yeah,
away?
Actually.
I don't think
me.
So. I'll just show right up. I'm crazier than a bag of cats. You know me.
Well, I'm crazier than a crazier bag of cats.
Damn it,
See?
She's right.
So my good news is I had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
So the party you created ended up being awesome in my mind, and it worked out great.
It's
I made
fam.
Some pizzas for people, some little flatbreads.
Ooh.
Callie brought meatballs.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
And then a whole bunch of other crap that at midnight Bella ate off the counter. Oh, it's fine.
Is she
it
okay?
was like a smorgasbord of an old party that had just ended.
True.
She's fine.
And no one's cleaning up. Like, I was cleaning
is
up in the
she
morning.
Okay. She had a bowl of chips. I mean, she's fine.
I just imagine there might have been some chocolate there, and I worry about little Bella
oh,
or
no.
big Bella.
The, oh, she did eat the chocolate chip cookies. That's the fact. Yes.
Ooh.
But there weren't that many.
Okay,
she's
okay.
fine.
Good.
So go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go.
Yes.
And the Bears still suck.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Friday. Thank God.
Oh, man.
Man, is it awesome. So how crazy was it that last night, go Pack go, by the way,
Damn
Packers
right.
won,
mm-hmm.
but the, not only were the Packers playing Chicago, the Brewers were playing Chicago.
I wonder
two, like, series going on with Chicago. What's that?
I'm wondering, has that ever happened before where
I'm sure, but I don't remember it happening like this. And it's funny because it's like Milwaukee friends have been divided as they watch the Packers, Bears, and Brewers and Cubs games. And that's exactly what happened at my house because my neighbors, one, he grew up in Waukesha, she grew up in Chicago.
Oh.
So they would argue and then she would say whatever, and then he would start talking smack about the Cubs, and then she went, shut up about the Cubs. You could say whatever you want about the Bears, but now it's going to be on.
Oh, man.
And I just sat there with my tea. I was like, this is must be fun for couples fighting over sports.
Dude, I was watching some highlights, and Allie, you've lived here a lot longer than I am.
Yeah.
I was shocked with how few people were at the Brewers-Cubs game at Miller Park last night.
In hindsight, it's probably the cheapest Cubs Brewers tickets you ever would have found in your life because the ballpark was dead.
Yeah.
But that's because we go right to the Packers.
Seriously.
Like, it's sad for the Brewers that the Packers, like, they'll never win over the Packers.
Not even
ever.
Close.
No, never. It will just never happen. I just, as soon as Packer season starts, forget about the Brewers. Like, they just, you don't hear about them unless they go to the playoffs and, you know, and then people freak out again.
Yeah, but speaking of the playoffs.
And then they come back, yeah.
The Brewers are, for lack of a better term, crap in the bed, dude. They're playing the Cubs, right? The Cubs are in the second wild card thing, so they have to beat the Cubs.
Yeah.
They keep beating
the
Cubs.
It's like a pivotal series, isn't it?
They can win, and they just keep losing to the Cubs. They got smacked like 10-5 last night.
Damn it.
But the Packers won 10-3.
Yes. So basically, we beat Chicago in football, and they beat us in baseball. Does that make sense?
Yes. It doesn't make sense because we should beat them at all.
These couples arguing.
Right?
Balance each other out. It could be like, I won. No, I won. Well, we both kind of won, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Let's have a beer and a broad and call today.
Yeah, they lost 10-5, the Brewers. But hey, the Packers won, so who cares?
Go, Pack, go! It's officially football season,
yes,
okay?
Yes, it sure is.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Kevin Hart, we know that he got into a really bad car accident over the weekend on Sunday morning. He wasn't driving. His friend was driving his really nice car, but he had to be rushed into back surgery. They said he's got a hell of a recovery time ahead of him.
Eesh.
But here's the thing. He has so many fractures and like, I guess they said that what he has issues with his lumbar, a lot of people can end up paralyzed if they, you know, have an issue with it.
Oh my God, dude.
They said that the surgery was a success, but Kevin Hart is still heavily medicated and going through hell, quote unquote. So I don't know, because you could have problems walking. It could lead to partial paralysis if you have a lumbar fracture in your back, which is what he has. However, that being said, he's expected to still make a full recovery. So that's the good news, is that he could have been paralyzed
by
if something had gone wrong easily or had trouble walking. His whole life would have changed.
And did you hear some other good news, bad news about Kevin Hart and
What's
his projects?
What about him? He has like five movies coming up. He's obviously not going to be able to do them.
Yeah, he just wrapped two of them, but he's got three like on the horizon coming up.
They ain't
like,
happening.
We're going to be able to do.
Three ain't happening. The two that are done, but the other three are not happening anytime soon.
If anybody can make it back quickly than anyone else, it's Kevin Hart. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of, there's not a lot of real estate to work with
on
his back.
Dude, he's lucky he's not paralyzed. Let the guy, you know how long it's going to take him to, he's got to get okay, rehab.
If anyone can do it quickly, it's my Kevin Hart. I believe
you
in Kevin Hart.
You love Kevin Hart now?
I'm a Philly guy. I
never loved Kevin
I'm
Hart.
Just
Since I saw
him
cheating on his pregnant wife, I've never been a fan.
I will. Like, you,
not a fan.
I know. Oh, damn it.
You know I got issues with
when
that
When she's
guy.
Right, she's right.
Just
All
saying.
Right.
Just saying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, but Riggs still gone in Switzerland.
Yep.
Every time, like, he's in Switzerland. He's in Antarctica. We don't make these things up. It sounds like we do, but we don't.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm going on vacation. I'm going back to Jersey for a day and a half.
A day and a half.
I'm going to Florida to visit my parents, Allie.
I'm like, no, dude. I'm going to Johnson Creek to go shopping for the day. That's my big outing, Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
No, but seriously. So what's going on?
Okay.
You said nobody likes us but you?
No, I can't. I don't think I've found one person in life who loves knots. Like, knots in your shoelaces. knots with your headphones, just knots.
Like, what do you mean likes them? Like, does them on purpose or when you get
like,
them?
I anticipate knots, and undoing knots and pulling them apart is something that brings me great joy. It's like solving a puzzle.
Oh.
It gets my brain going rapidly, mm-hmm. and I can feel my eyes rapidly moving, and I can feel like the hamster running on the wheel, and it gets me pumped up, and I didn't realize how much I really... This sounds crazy. I know
it doesn't sound crazy. I'm just like, you could just do a puzzle.
No, but this morning with the Packer game last night, I was dragging a little bit,
yeah,
right?
And I think everybody is.
Right? Came in first thing this morning and I had my earbuds, the headphones for my iPhone in my pocket, right?
Yeah.
Pulled them out and they were all knotted up. And I was like, oh, this is going to wake me up.
You enjoyed unknotting them.
I unknotted them in like 30 seconds, but that 30 second unknotting woke me up and I was like, all right. I'm awake now.
Let me see your shoes.
My shoes are here.
Take off of your shoe. Give me one shoe.
Okay. There's one shoe.
You love knots so much.
Allow me
to help, my friend.
I kid
I'll
you
knot
not.
This thing so hard, you're going to hate him when you're done with this.
I kid you not. My heart is racing with excitement right now. I
they
swear to
gonna
God.
I'm going
to
knot the hell out of this
I
thing.
I have goosebumps. This just
really,
gave me,
you weirdo?
It's like a puzzle.
Oh my God.
But I don't like puzzles.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't like puzzles? You just said you love puzzles.
But it feels like I can't do it. I don't like puzzles, like 50 piece puzzles, but
well,
knotting.
No, but you could do all, but there's all kinds of puzzles now online.
I am excited. Allie's going to knot my ish.
I mean, yeah, I like to do like little puzzles.
We got text to 71037. Yeah. Someone said, Gibbons, I love knots. I have since I was little. The thrill of unraveling them. Yes, exactly.
Well, the good news is they might not have had one in high school, but we can start a club for people that like knots, you freaking weirdos.
The
there's
knot
your
club.
Knot. The knot club. You can start a club.
Oh, Allie, this is so
you
easy.
You and the other person. Allie, I know. I didn't.
Hold on. I'm going to look you in the eye.
It was already tied.
I'm going to look you in the eye.
I could do it without looking at it. It's hard to tie because it was already tied. So I basically just knotted it 12 times. Somebody's calling.
Let's hit the phone. Let's see who we got
here. Hope they're talking about knots. That's for sure. Hello, Kiss. You're live on the air. Hey. Yes, we
are. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
John. Oh, no. Did we lose John?
We lost John.
Oh, no.
This is John.
I also love the people texting in. I also don't like puzzles. Congratulations. I don't know what to say to that if I'm supposed to be like.
You know what, though? I'm glad that I'm not alone because I'm getting ready to tell you this story, and I'm like, I feel like a dum-dum. No one's going to agree.
Somebody said, Gibbons isn't crazy. I work in mental health, and we use untying knots as a mindfulness activity for people.
Oh, see?
So because you probably have to focus and think really hard.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It focused. It got my brain working. It felt like a brain-warming exercise.
People are so weird that are texting in at 71037.
I'm so happy I'm not alone.
I love
so
knots
happy.
Too. You know what kind of knots I love? Garlic knots, baby. And you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
The story, I keep rereading it to make sure I understand it correctly, and I think no city's this dumb.
You and me both.
But they are. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. I can't even 657. And if I'm reading this correctly, Shorewood.
Yep.
Postponing their vote on whether or not they're going to ban holiday or decorations or religious decorations, I should say, on public property.
But why would they do that, Allie?
Well, it turns out somebody wanted to put a menorah up. And people didn't like that.
We can't have that.
What the hell?
Yeah, okay.
Are we this ignorant that we...
This story is so crazy, and I'll use the word crazy.
In my mind it is, but I'm Jewish, so I don't get why anyone gives a damn. I don't say a thing about your Christmas tree.
While the last song was playing, Allie and I are reading up on the story, and I see a quote that makes me go, holy crap, and Allie sees a quote that makes her go, holy crap.
And they weren't even the same quotes.
But they're different quotes.
So they were going to vote on it, apparently, and some people didn't like the wording of the religious decorations. Now, supposedly, this is just public property, but I think it's pretty sad that somebody wants to put, like, a giant menorah up like they would do a giant Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And we're so ignorant to even what the religion, what being Jewish means or that it's a religion. I mean, I had somebody ask me, can I say Jew? I mean, people know nothing about about religion. They don't know anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. They're completely ignorant.
It's so insane.
But the menorah's freaking us out.
We're so inclusionary, but you can't
put we're not inclusionary. But this is the quote that had me dying. It said, I know there are people who are going to feel like this is an attack on Christmas, and it really isn't. I'm like, wait, what? Did you just turn that around on yourself and say, what?
And right below that,
even.
The
I
quote that
even.
Was driving me.
Way to go, Shorewood. If Could we, you get any more ridiculous?
I'm going to do this in a very
I
special
can't
accent.
Voting on this. This is so stupid.
Very special accent. I'd like to read this quote
let
if you don't
put up
mind.
The damn Honoran, shut up.
But if we let one, we have to let everybody. Or is it better to say, let's just keep it secular on public property and therefore not show an inclination or favoritism to one faith over the other?
Wait. They're saying, let's not show favoritism to one faith or the other. But can I tell you, as someone who grew up Jewish, my entire life I grew up with a Christmas society, a Christian society, where I'm allowed to be whatever religion I want. I didn't complain. I don't say anything on Christmas when you know what I mean? Like, I don't, but now we're worried about picking what, come on.
You son of a bitch, Joby. This is
people.
An attack on Christmas.
Chill
I won't
out.
Stand for it. I will stand up for the Christmas tree.
Great. I have no problem with the damn Christmas tree. And you shouldn't have a problem with the damn menorah.
Yeah,
that's my point. Worry about your own crap and your own religion. Like, move on.
Or worry about what the hell is going
what
on in your household
you,
and in your
what
life.
Do you give
Jesus
a damn
Christ.
About a lit up menorah? This is so stupid.
Excuse
Get
me.
Get a life.
Very special quote here.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Freaking weirdos.
Jesus
Christ.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
You know, it's time for Dad Joke Friday, but I was in a real in-depth conversation on the phone with Haley. Was I not?
You really, really
Haley
were.
Haley, girlfriend, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. I literally just was having the time of my life talking to Haley off the air. I was like, where are you from? How many kids do you have? What's your social security number? Tell me everything.
Hold on. Before we hear Haley's life story, you know what day it is.
Oh, I know what day it is.
You know what time it is.
It's Friday. It's 7:30.
Time
it's
for Dad Joke Friday. Dad Joke Friday.
Ah, yes. You. The goal here is to have Haley laugh.
Yes.
We want Haley to laugh at our jokes. Haley is our judge. Now, Haley, if you think the joke we say is funny, you laugh. If you don't, you don't laugh. It's pretty simple. And whoever gets 3 points first wins.
First of three wins.
Yes, we don't win anything other than the opportunity to gloat a lot.
Oh, and excuse me, we win the Dad Joke Friday Batman Trophy. Yeah.
Yes, from Goodwill. We love it. Mm-hmm. All right, Haley, are you ready, girlfriend? Haley from Menominee Falls, who has two children.
You know her whole life story.
Ages 8 and 13. Hey, girl, I know her whole story.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't kidding. So, all right, Haley.
I guess since Allie's the air quotes 3 or 4 time defending champion, she can go first.
Fine. Here's my first joke. So my obese parrot died, you guys.
Oh.
It was a weight off my shoulder. Gibbons is laughing.
I enjoyed that one, but I don't want to laugh because then it'll make Haley laugh and I'll lose.
She didn't laugh. I didn't get a point, dude.
No. Nope.
Damn.
All right.
God, you and your headphones, Gibbons, feeding back. He turns them up to the loudest thing.
They're super low. They're super low. I don't know why they're feeding back.
Oh, then they're coming off you somehow. Mm-hmm.
All right, I got one for you. You ready for this joke for Dad Joke Friday?
Yeah.
Why did the rooster go to KFC?
Why?
To see the chicken strip.
Okay, that's kind of
She cool. liked it.
All right.
He got a point.
She's in my wheelhouse.
Haley
all right.
I thought that was funny.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, I told my daughter, it's always been my dream to walk you down the aisle. And she said, Mom, we're grocery shopping. I laughed at my own joke. Is that even allowed?
No, that's allowed. That's allowed.
I like that joke. All right, good. 1-1.
1-1. Here we go. At least it's a fair match this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How does a pickle celebrate its birthday?
In my mouth? How does it celebrate its birthday?
It relishes the moment.
Ugh, I hate relish. I didn't
so
think
does,
that, I didn't
so
think that was funny.
So does Haley, clearly.
Haley, do you like relish?
No.
Yeah. Oh, come
it's
on.
It's a real personal acquired taste in my mind.
I love relish.
For real.
God. Okay, so I've got to bring the good stuff for you guys. God, these are so hard to read when I don't have a husband. Because it's like, my husband, my wife. I'm like, no.
You have a boyfriend.
So,
plug-in
okay,
boyfriend.
My boyfriend convinced me to wear a hideous leather jacket that he got for me. I guess I'm easily swayed. It took her a second, but she
puns.
Got it. Okay, good. That's a pun.
Right.
So wait, is it two
to one?
One?
Allie's got two. I have one point here, but I'm about to tie things up here. First of three laughs wins for Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. Okay.
All right, Gibbons, I'm ready.
What is E.T. short for? Because
I'm not going to answer it because I... Yes, what?
Because he's only got tiny legs.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, two jokes, two laughs each. The next laugh wins Dad Joke Friday
all
this
right,
week, man.
All right, are you ready?
And you're the like five-time defending champ here in your own mind. So let's say, bring the heat, girlfriend.
All right, bringing it. All right, Haley, here we go. So the last time I was actually someone's type, I was donating blood. It took a second again. Gibbon.
Come on.
I win Dad Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday.
Haley, did you give us any pity laughs there? Tell the truth.
No, I really didn't. You guys gave me a solid chuckle this morning.
Okay, good. I was thinking to myself, does Haley have to run into work and she's sick of us talking?
I gotta go.
She's
wants
to get off the phone.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, Haley, are you working this morning, going to work?
I am. I'll be back on my way here shortly.
All right. Well, have fun at work. Tell Menominee Falls we said what up.
Yay, yay.
And enjoy your Taylor Swift digital download album and your Kiss FM t-shirt, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. I think that's four in a row for me, Gibbons.
I think that I hate when you're right,
I'm
Allie.
Just saying.
Son of a...
Hey, it's Kiss FM.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hate it when you're right.
Gibbons, I walk in. I have meatballs from Chef Kayla Marie.
They smell so good,
I have
dude.
An apple tart. I have a whole smorgasbord because I drank last night. And hello, it's the Packer glory this morning, right?
Yes.
103.7 Kiss FM. Gibbons says to me, give me a fork too, Allie, because I'm taking a bite of what you got. I said, oh, you think so?
Uh-huh.
So I took two plastic forks out of our box.
I was very happy.
I held them up in the air and I go, remember how you didn't show up for my Packer party last night? And then I threw his fork up in the air and said, have a great day.
And I was like, oh.
Not getting any of my damn food. Maybe next time you'll actually come.
Oh, man.
I actually don't mind because it was your loss. We had a lot of fun. But do you want to hear how it all went wrong at the very end?
Yes, I've been dying
There's
to hear about this.
There's nothing worse than it being the last four people. It's me and Pottery Guy and two of my neighbors.
Okay.
We're married for a long time now. We have kids the same age, love them. And guess what? Two people in the group are super conservative.
Oh.
Two people in the group are super liberal.
Oh, dear God.
Somehow at midnight last night, we went from having a great night to talking about the worst thing that you could bring up with people like this. Global warming.
Oh, hell no.
I thought to myself,
no.
Who started this? How did we get here?
Oh,
and why are we talking about this?
Dear God!
And I thought, when a Packer party goes wrong, when people decide to discuss global, don't even go there.
Can we stick to
I
fun
said,
things?
You can't make this up, man.
Like the Bears-Packers rivalry,
and
the Cubs.
And then you'd have couples fighting, and then people, I mean, it was like hysterical.
All the while, Allie, you're probably going, it's 12:30, I gotta get up in a couple hours. GTFO,
oh, no,
people.
Oh, no, I was good to go.
Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Like, what, you wanna keep arguing about global warming? I'm, literally, when a Packer party goes wrong, when global warming comes up, don't ever go there.
I'm just glad it didn't come to blows, because after that game, the Packers and Bears fans together, you could have, some drinks involved, a little rumbly-rumble.
There's only one Bears fan in the group, and they grew up in Chicago, so I'll let them have it. There's a hell to the knock.
Speaking of Bears fans and making an idiot of yourself,
uh-huh.
We have a Bears fan here in the building here.
Yeah.
And
annoying.
A couple that, and one I went to go give a big old rash of crap to, right?
This morning.
And as I yelled at him, I go to walk out backwards like I'm real, real tough, smooth guy. I drop my line and walk away. I tripped and fell. So right on my butt, dude. Right on my butt.
So you go to school him and talk smack. See, you should just let it be. You got too cocky.
I did it. I was like,
we already won.
I had
You're just rubbing the salt in the wound. I mean, it's a Bears fan, so what do I care?
Like, I walked up. I did the mic drop motion and everything. I walk away backwards, fell on my butt. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Oh, man. 71037 if you want to text in your hell to the nose. Somebody said, went into work this morning, picked up a kid to give him a hug, and he threw up on me.
Yikes.
They said, now I'm going home to change, and I live 30 minutes away.
Hell no.
Now, if this happened to her with a child, I'm sure there are a couple of people whose husbands or wives drank all night, and they go to give them a little hug and a pat on the back in the morning and then get thrown up on. This is Wisconsin.
This is Wisconsin. That's
I'm just
fair.
Saying, you know?
That's fair. Okay, this is actually... Wait. Some of these texts, I'm trying to read them at 71037. Oh, this drives me nuts.
Oh, God.
Whoever texted this in, I'm so with you. They wrote, when someone goes to pass the person in front of them on the highway, but instead drives alongside of them and blocks both lanes so you're stuck behind them. It's like a pet peeve.
Bro.
A pet peeve.
I will turn road rage
when
so
I can't
quickly.
Get by because two people are driving next to each other. It makes me insane.
Dude, rain nor sleet nor snow, whatever the temperature is, I'm leaning out the window like, move it!
Seriously.
Get the hell over!
Seriously. You know what? Screw you, pottery guy. Speaking of hell to the
nose. Oh, Jesus.
I just got a text out of nowhere. I actually think you started it, the global warming talk. I did not.
Oh, God.
No. If I did, I was too drunk to remember. At the point.
When it's your Packers party and you
and
get
I
so drunk, you don't remember,
starting
the argument.
Global warming argument.
The argument that you bitch about, you started.
I don't think I started it. I think my crazy neighbor did.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, you hear me.
Blame it on Randy.
Crazy neighbor.
Oh, God. Too funny.
Man. Yeah. So keep texting them, man. We love reading them. They're hysterical.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Totally living our best life because the Packers won!
Hell
yes! Yeah. How you living your best life, 71037 if you want to text in. You can even call us at 414-799-1037.
That's right. Our phones work.
Yes. The Packers win, first of all.
Hell yeah.
Living our best life.
Mm-hmm.
When Gibbons throws a party at your house and he doesn't show up, so you just have the party any damn way and living your best life.
Amen, girl. I can't.
Turned into a good night. What can I say?
Turned into a great night.
Mm-hmm. Gibbons said, I'm not coming. I said, you're lost. Bye.
Straight up. And it was my loss, but it was not the Packers' loss, and that's how we're living our best life.
No. So how are you living your best life?
Oh, dude, tonight I'm very excited,
yeah.
Okay? You know
I'm
a huge wrestling nerd, right?
Yeah.
You know that. I'm going to a wrestling show tonight featuring a bunch of the luchadors, the little guys with the masks who jump around and do all the crazy moves.
I've never even heard that word. What does that mean?
Luchador, they're the masked wrestlers. It's
luchador.
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 Luchador wrestling. Mondo Lucha, I believe, is the name of it.
Can you tell I know nothing about wrestling?
Uh-huh. The masked luchadors are going to come in and cause chaos, and I'm going to be in the second row. I'm very excited. Very excited that he couldn't tell.
One of the other ways I was living my best life was that, you know, I don't cook. I just pick a bunch of random stuff up at the store and then throw it in the oven like a pizza and make it look like I cooked.
Totally.
I'm living my best life. Look, I made chocolate chip cookies from the bakery at Walmart.
Boom.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Just saying, you know, make it look like you did it yourself. And also, I'm going to be doing a boot camp tomorrow morning. God help me.
Oh?
God help me. My trainer, Keith's going to host it. Free boot camp at 9 a.m. tomorrow at Bridgewater Performance, right by the radio station here in, like, off of Highway 100, border of Hales Corners in Franklin. And let me, right across from, like, Menards, Quick Trip.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can come. And
really?
I don't care if you never work out. I don't give a damn. We're living our best life.
You're damn right.
Hide behind me if you never work out.
Just hide behind me.
And then when I get out of breath, I'll hide behind you. Okay?
Yes.
We'll be a team.
Oh, dude.
So I'm living my best life on a Saturday morning.
We got a text at 71037. That is the end all be all, the mic drop on this segment.
What is it?
Living my best life because I'm a Packers fan and my boyfriend is a Bears fan and I got to gloat.
Living your best life. Yes, we love it.
Mic drop.
Love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So, talk about miscommunication last night.
Drama with Pottery Guy.
Listen
and Allie.
This is so, like, I don't even know. Okay.
Hold on. Everybody join me. Get your tea ready.
Get your tea.
It's about to go down.
Let me get a sip. Do you want to talk about miscommunication? How this goes down real quick.
So, what happened?
So, okay. Gibbons decided which I don't know who started it. He actually said he started it. You say you started it. He goes, it's kind of my fault. I just like randomly started this Packer party thing at your house. I go, I don't give a damn.
I was joking.
I don't mind having people over. Then I don't have to drive anywhere.
True.
It's great.
But I was kidding around, and then it manifested itself into an actual party.
So then Gibbons is like, yeah, everybody. He gets on the air all day. We're having a party at Allie's. We're having a party. And then when it's time for the party, Gibbons is like, yeah, I'm not coming. I'm like, okay, loser. We'll have fun without you. Bye.
I didn't think it would actually become a party, but it did.
Well, of course. And if it wasn't, so what? You started it. You invited everybody over. Get your ass over there, dude.
So here's
the deal. Here's the deal. So Pottery Guy is coming over. My friend Callie heard you talking about it on the air and said, well, we're coming over. I said, fine with me. So her and her boyfriend Nick come over.
Uh-huh.
And then my crazy neighbors that I love come over.
Oh, man.
My crazy neighbor Randy and his wife, who I love. They come over and we're watching, we're drinking. But before any of this could commence, there had to be some kind of issue. My parents were in town for over a week. God help me.
Yes, they were.
They finally left because the hurricane has gone out of Florida. Well, they wanted me to drive them to the airport yesterday at 5:30 because you can't take an Uber, you can't take a shuttle, you can't. So I raced to the airport in rush hour traffic.
Hold on, didn't your parents rent a car while they were here?
It's funny you asked that, Gibbons. They did rent a car, but it had to be returned at 1 p.m. and my dad didn't want to pay for the extra 5 hours, even though he can afford it. So instead, I picked them up at the airport at 1 while they returned the car, and then I took them back at 6.
Oh my God, Allie.
This is my life. So like I had time for this, by the way, because now I'm throwing a party I didn't start. Okay, so on top of all of this.
Oh my God.
So I drop him at the airport. I race to the store. I'm like, well, I better go get some food. People are coming over. I don't have anything.
Uh-huh.
Callie says she's making meatballs in the crock pot. I mean, she's one-upping me, and I'm throwing the damn party. So I'm like, what am I going to get? So I race into Walmart. I get like some flatbread pizzas I can make for everybody. A bunch of different stuff.
Okay.
Super cheap, easy. I get some cookies. You know, I get some salsa, or I get some chips and salsa. And I think I've got everything. And I get some booze and some beer. And I race over to the self-checkout. And I'm checking out. And right as I'm checking out, I realize I forgot two things. I forgot limes for the cocktails.
Because
I drink Vodka Club. Everybody wants to know what the hell I drink on keto. So I was drinking Vodka Club. I needed limes. And then I also needed salsa for the chips I bought.
Oh, chips with no salsa is like a day without sunshine.
In my mind, I think Pottery Guy is on his way to my house.
Yes.
So I send him a text as I'm standing there checking out in the self-checkout. I forgot the limes and the salsa. Can you please stop on your way to my house and grab it?
Feasible.
Because I'm thinking, even though I'm in Walmart, I've got a huge cart and people coming over. I don't have time to go back and get this crap. I got to go, and he's going to be flying by Walmart. He can go get it on his way to my house.
Mind you, there's a line behind you in self-checkout at Walmart 100%, all the time.
100%.
So you can't just run and grab it.
It just would have taken time I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, sure. I'm like, thanks. So I leave.
Okay. I'm waiting.
I go. Just wait. I got to stop at the gas station real quick.
Uh-huh.
I run in there, and I race to my house. He's in my driveway, and he's getting out of the car, and he's walking up to the door with the salsa and the limes.
He's beat you there?
And I honk the horn, and I roll down the window. I go, hey, I'm not even home yet, dude.
Yeah?
And he turns around. He's like, what? I go, what? I go, what? How did you get here before me? I'm so confused.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, I was almost to your house when you asked me to go get the limes and the salsa.
Hold on.
I said, he's at my house and I'm at Walmart thinking can you believe that? I said, oh my God, dude, I was at Walmart when I sent you that. I thought you were like on your way.
Oh my God.
So he turned around, went back to where I already was.
Uh-huh.
We probably crossed paths, quite frankly. I don't know what I just said.
He went to your Walmart?
I was leaving there, and it was like total. So I started laughing. I was like, if I had known you were almost to my house, I just would have gone back and gotten the damn stuff.
Seriously.
Like, I really thought you could just help me out a little for, say, 5 minutes.
And in typical.
So he turns around. He goes to Walmart. He gets the salsa and the freaking limes, and he still beats me to my house. I mean, is this the epitome of like me? I was like, I don't even know how you beat me. This is like classic.
Allie, always late, but worth the wait.
I'm telling you.
In this instance, though, always late and a B. Jesus,
I'm telling
Christmas.
You. And then, which it was just funny, really.
No,
miscommunication. But like then, my friend Callie shows up.
Uh-huh.
And she walks in. She goes, "Ooh, we're early. And that's really bad on Allie time." I said, yeah, because you could show up at 9 o'clock. I wouldn't be ready for you. So it doesn't matter.
Fact.
I was like, so come in. She goes, wow, I'm really shocked. I thought you might be a hoarder. I said, what do you mean you thought? She said, we were laughing. We pictured you might be a hoarder. I go, it's not far off. I go, the only room that looks crazy. She goes, I'm surprised how clean your house is. I go, my mom just left.
I was like,
my mom just left. We're getting better about cleaning up toys because the kids are older, but yeah. Isn't that funny?
Now
do I strike you as a hoarder? Am I that scatterbrained that I'm a hoarder?
I wouldn't say a hoarder, but I mean,
sloppy in the sense that my clothes are all over my bedroom. Yes, yeah. For sure.
I'm wondering,
all over.
I'm wondering, 2 weeks down the line, though, if you have a Packers party and those same friends show up and see what your house looks like 2 weeks after your mom had been there and cleaned it all.
See, exactly. Thank you. So everything's fine.
What a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster night, but how funny. Go get me these things, and he's at my house.
But he's dedicated. He got the ish, and he beat you there.
I know.
What a guy.
I know, right?
What a sucker. I mean, what a guy. What a guy.
What a hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, don't get me all hot, see?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yes.
Finally.
It's tiempo to get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Tiempo,
Friday.
Tiempo means time in Spanish. Get a little
Thank
Espanol.
You, Gibbons. I knew that. Did you know it was my minor in college? Spanish. You probably didn't, did you? You only know me how many years?
You know, the things that
but
you...
tell me some more.
The things that you know about someone and the information you can retain in the moment are two separate things. Two separate things.
That's hysterical. So what did you learn on the show today, Gibbons?
I learned on the show today, this morning, that when Allie says she's always late but worth the wait, mm-hmm. she really is...
Literally.
...always late.
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact that you were in line checking out at Walmart. You realized you forgot a couple of things...
Yes.
You texted Pottery Guy to go get those
Because I
things.
Thought he was on his way to my house and he was going to pass it.
Yeah.
And instead of taking everything back in the store, I was going to leave and have him stop and get two things.
Yeah. And then you got back to your house and who was
Because I was the host.
Yeah. And who was at your house already waiting for
Pottery
you?
Guy.
Who had gone where?
To Walmart and beat me because I stopped at the gas station.
Always late.
No,
but worth
the
wait.
Worst part of the story was I didn't realize he was already almost to my house when I texted him to go get the things I needed. I thought he was on his way. I was at Walmart. I should have just gone back in and gotten it. I didn't know.
And because he's such a dude and dudes like me are oblivious to the world, I guarantee he passed you in Walmart and went, that tall, hot blonde kind of looks like Allie. Oh, keep going along.
Yeah, I don't know if he passed me in Walmart, but we definitely passed each other on the 3 second drive.
So funny.
He had to go backwards.
So funny.
I learned that Gibbons is going to some kind of wrestling tonight I've never heard of. I don't even remember what it's called again.
Mondo Lucha Turner Hall Ballroom.
There you go.
I'm so excited, dude.
Yeah. The people that know what that is, I'm sure, are pumped.
Because
you wrestling people are a bunch of freaks.
Yes, we are.
And that's all
and
I got to say.
We are unapologetic. We own it and we love it. It, dog.
Oh, I know you're unapologetic. Trust me. Mm-hmm. You're like the people at the state fair. Same kind of stuff. The one guy with the shirt in the back pocket.
When you're right, you're right. And on this one, you just happen to be right. And I just don't care. It's
I
beautiful.
Love it. All right, well, have a great weekend, everyone. Riggs will be back on Monday.
Yes.
And that's it. Enjoy your weekend. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.